Snippets from the 15th of January 2019 Day of Outrage, by Sunshine and Showers. Image. It was impossible to take a photo of Leavers without an EU flag in sight. The reverse was not true. But I managed to take one. See at the end, you won't be disappointed. I know, brandishing placards and waving flags is not going to change the world and produce a clean Brexit overnight. But one has to start somewhere and sometimes leave the keyboard behind to express oneself in a different manner. Reading the front page of the Sunderland Echo posted by EGPA the day before, whereby 70% of its readers back a no-deal Brexit, confirmed my intent to take part. I wanted to be counted in the crowd outside Parliament for people in Sunderland and elsewhere to see that it is not all Romaniacs in London. If they rise in London, we'll rise everywhere. The previous evening Gisela Stewart told a meeting of the Brew Group, "Now is not the time for anger," to which an attendee replied, "Isn't the problem the fact that we're not angry enough?" Cue clapping. Gisela did not want to be seen and recorded as encouraging street protests, and actually nobody mentioned the rally outside Westminster the next day. Somebody asked, "What can we do in the next few weeks?" The reply was, "Put pressure on your MP." As Stout Yeoman said to EGPA, Leave MPs were in a sense part of the problem. It was now Parliament versus the people, and Leave MPs did not see just how serious it was getting. They were parliamentarians and could not be relied on to stand up for the people. I checked the weather forecast, how many layers to wear for a grand but long day out, and prepared my go bag. I knew I would see people I knew. Leave means Leavers, Kippers, Leavers of London, and Vote Leave alumni, but it was the prospect of turning this into a GP event that was really exciting, not least because a pause in the pub is always included. On College Green, Kippers found each other near the democracy cart, from which came a steady racket with a bell, the Liberty Bell, and a bass drum. The constant boom boom of a drum was deafening and quickly unbearable, adding to the atmosphere of madness. Well, it was unbearable but effective. You could even hear it on the telly and viewers complained, says the New European Today. Image. Liberty and Democracy Cart. By 7 p.m. they had moved but were still at it, complete with their muffs. Image. Liberty and Democracy Cart at night. Generally speaking, I would say there was a cacophony of messages. But we were not there to convince anyone, just to be counted. Having done our bit for the cause, Kippers retreated to a pub nearby, wood-panelled and adorned with portraits of prime ministers, where a couple more Kippers joined us. We were grateful for the puffin fund that allowed us to gain strength for the afternoon and celebrate getting acquainted with new Kippers. Suitably refreshed, we went back into the fray. It was actually a shock as the Remain contingent had swollen markedly. I don't know if Leavers could be seen clearly, in the course of the 12-hour day, by the passing traffic or on TV screens, such was the sea of EU flags. Leavers were less visible in the morning because Remainers have the biggest flags. They were swamped in the afternoon as coaches spewed out their hordes of berry and cape-wearing provincial Remainers, and still outnumbered as night fell. Leave means Leave Carrick's boards must have been snapped up early in the day as there were not enough. Some of us already had placards from previous vigils outside Westminster. Fortunately, LML had bigger banners this time and a new slogan, "Let's Go WTO," and they had learnt from the Remainers to tie banners and placards to the railings to be, hopefully, seen in the background of the TV reports. However, their bus did not seem to do the rounds as much as the bright yellow Bollocks to Brexit bus, or the Brexit is a monstrosity carnival-style float with grotesques of May, Boris, Governor David Davis, or the People's Vote truck with electronic signage on the sides. The LML's open-top double-decker, which was empty, looked a bit pathetic, and being white it did not stand out very much either in the traffic. It was a far cry from the purple "We Want Our Country Back" open top from where Farage was waving at the crowds. Image. The Leave means Leave bus in a sea of Remainers. Image. The other bus. Image. The People's Vote truck, visible even at night. There have been similar days of OU trage for several weeks now, On a much smaller scale, of course, but it's been clear that Remainers are better organized, better financed and even more PR savvy. I don't like the slogan bollocks to Brexit, especially when those who wear the badge also chant to your face, you can stick your Brexit up your ass. But it is snappy. We have not done better yet than vote leave, take back control. The main leavers' slogans to be seen were, leave means leave, no deal, no problem, believe in Britain, let's go WTO, hoot for Brexit, some did, and my favourite for its succinctness, just leave, which I think appeared in the course of the day. Image. Just leave placard. Remainers had more placards, more professionally produced, bigger flags and higher poles. They tied up flags on all the railing at intervals but did not man them, which explains that any leaver standing anywhere with their placards had some EU signage next to them, and an EU flag flapping in their face. Having said that, our very own attack dogs Puffin and UKIP flag on a pole was a masterstroke, spoiling their photos. When in the evening we were wondering if Ads Puffin needed rescuing, we learnt that the police had said not to untie anything that was on the railings. Image. The Puffin on a pole. I don't think there is another country where there is a roaring trade in blue star-spangled berets, gloves, flags, wigs and other accessories. In London you can't now find a street kiosk of souvenirs which does not also sell EU flags. Mad. I was kind of mesmerized looking at all these people dressed from top to toe in EU colors, their chests adorned with stickers and badges, bollocks to Brexit, I'm not a bargaining chip, it's not a done deal, I love art, EU. I could just about try to understand why some people think remaining in the EU is a good idea, but this I love the EU motto, complete with love arts is just bizarre. How does one love a bureaucratic and unaccountable oligarchy? Image. Remainers in full regalia. I actually came quite close to some of them to take photos, reckless me. Image. Remain badges and stickers. You see the woman on the left with an EU flag on the photo below, she's photobombing the group of leavers who had attracted the attention of numerous photographers. Both professional and amateur, she was not there on my previous photos. Image. Photobombing. And that's what they were doing. Another example of their intellectual dishonesty was to stick pro-EU stickers on the back of leavers, unbeknownst to them. I took it upon myself to remove those I spotted. Here are my trophies. Image. See what I mean about love arts? I wondered why Remainers came out in force, from the provinces, from Devon, Suffolk, Coventry, Newcastle, in subsidized coaches. Okay, they love the EU, we got the message, but did they want the what to be passed, since it was remain in all but name, or voted down? By the evening the people's vote lot had set up a giant screen in Parliament Square that relayed the vote in the House of Commons. And the morning after it was a bit unnerving to learn that they cheered at the news of the so-called deal being blocked. Based on the MSM coverage they also see the government's defeat as a victory. Uskbers had left the maddening crowd by that time and had resumed our seats in the wood-panelled pub and were watching on Snot's small screen. When the result came through, we stared open-mouthed at the extent of the defeat and then raised and clicked our glasses. As I often say, let's drink to small victories, one never knows what's around the corner. A couple more Uskbers had joined us, new and known faces, and quickly we were chatting like old friends. The evening before at the meeting I already referred to, Gisloo admitted that Vote Leave, of which she was chairman, had made the mistake of disbanding Vote Leave. They were outmaneuvered by Remainers, they thought the cross-party campaign they had set up was over, they believed the government and were not prepared for them undoing the result. Yes, they foolishly disbanded the next day, destroyed their database of supporters and sat and watched as the 11-plus Remain groups set up shop on several floors of a tower building. Galling. They probably also binned the VL merchandise, sweats, caps, clipboards, which would have come in handy on this big day of OU trage. After disbanding, when it quickly became obvious Brexit was being undermined, why didn't they reform? Why didn't they update the merchandise as voted leave? It would have made for a wonderful red sight on Tuesday and would have competed with a sea of blue. In a nutshell and to conclude, it was bonkers. That befitted the going-ons in Parliament. The atmosphere was carnival-like, but only tourists would be fooled by this. Politicians had better sense the underlying anger. Most Remainers were scowling at leave placards, but several were benignly smiling at leavers. One even said to us, "I don't agree with your message, but I wish you good luck. And we must reunite the country." Bonkers, as I said. I have no doubt that this was not the last Leave Street rally. There is one indoors on Thursday evening, probably more sedate and less colorful, but I cannot wait for LML and like-minded groups to unite, merge, think bigger and take this to a higher and more efficient level. 2.5 years ago, leavers were taken unawares by the Remain mobilization, but it's high time they regained their mojo in earnest. The Remainers are pumped up and mobilized to the hilt. Just Leave needs a leader. When I went to bed, I was a bit worried I was going to dream of EU flags and EU berets, as I had never seen so many and so close, but I didn't, I think. I leave you with this sweet pic. Image. Possibly my only photo without an EU flag. Enjoy. Copyright Sunshine and Showers 2019.